Why Obama chose to disclose he smoked marijuana and used cocaine at all remains a mystery. Perhaps Obama felt the information would eventually come forward from his school buddies. So to minimize the damage from this concealed fact, Obama possibly judged self-disclosure was the best route. In making this disclosure, he is quick to note he stopped short of using smack, heroin. Obama says he backed off from heroin when Mickey, probably another invented name, pulled out the needle and the tubing. Obama explains his revulsion by claiming, "I looked at him standing there, surrounded by big slabs of salami and roast beef. And right then an image popped into my head of an air bubble, shiny and round like a pearl, rolling quietly through a vein and stopping my heart." Still, Obama has yet to answer questions whether he ever dealt drugs or if he stopped using marijuana and cocaine completely in college or whether his drug usage extended into his law school days or beyond. Did Obama ever use drugs in his days as a community organizer in Chicago or when he was a state senator from Illinois? How about in the U.S. Senate? If Obama quit using drugs, the public inquiry certain to occur in a general election campaign for the presidency will most certainly aim at the when, how, and why. Questions George W. Bush successfully avoided. In the autobiography, however, Obama links drug use with his blackness. He writes, "Junkie, pothead. That's where I'd been headed. The final fatal role of the young would-be black man." Had any white author written these words, they would have been hounded as a racist. But Obama doesn't stop here. In the next few sentences, he links his drug use to his search for identity. He denies the highs had been about me trying to prove what a down brother I was, arguing instead, I got high for just the opposite effect, something that could push questions of who I was out of my mind, something that could flatten out the landscape of my heart, blur the edges of my memory. Blackness, identity crisis, and drugs. The trio went together for Obama, at least according to his autobiography. In passage after passage, Barry Obama uses the invented character of Ray to experience repeated acts of racial insult and engage in countless talks where they share black anger at the perceived insults and other affronts Obama feels they have suffered. Conservative columnist Ann Coulter has described Obama's Dreams from My Father as a dime store Mein Kampf in which nearly every page, save the ones dedicated to cataloging the mundane details of his life, is bristling with anger at some imputed racist incident. Coulter analyzes a passage in which Obama describes a black party that Ray threw at Schofield Barracks, about 30 miles out of town, on a Saturday night after a basketball game. Obama used his father's Ford Granada to drive two white friends to the party, Jeff and Scott. Everything was fine until Obama noticed Jeff and Scott were smiling a lot, isolated by themselves, huddled in a corner. Obama concluded Jeff and Scott were uncomfortable being the only whites, so he excused himself to Ray and headed out, his two white friends with him. Once back in the car, Jeff put an arm on Obama's shoulder and said what Obama took as a racial insult. "You know, man, that was really something. I mean, I can see how tough for you and Ray sometimes at school, parties, being the only black guys and all." Those words spark one of the longest paragraphs in the autobiography, what Coulter describes as a full-page psychotic rant about living by the white man's rules. Obama loses his composure, beginning the tirade by admitting, a part of me wanted to punch him right there.